We all want a place where we can meet with God, and David was no exception. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, we read, they took the Ark of the Covenant from Abinadab's home on the hill and placed it on a new cart. Now David was going to make a central meeting place for the people to meet with God. He wanted to take the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. And you know, it is the preacher's delight sometimes to speak of the harm of using a new cart instead of the time-honored way of bringing the Ark of the Covenant being carried on poles by the priests. And yet this ark had not been moved for the best part of 100 years, so they could have forgotten how to move it. Had they read the Torah? Uzzah might have touched the ark many times before when it was in his house, but this time it was fatal. His brother Eleazar had been consecrated to look after it, and his brother also. They were charged with transporting it. This time, though, once again, the Ark of the Covenant was alive with the presence and the power of God. You see, God's blessing is where his presence is. Now, we would think that because David was bringing the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, that he would have received a blessing, but he didn't. Similarly, you would have thought that when the rich young ruler went to see Jesus, he would have gone away blessed, but he didn't. You would have thought that when Eli's sons took the Ark of the Covenant into battle against the Philistines, they would have won, but they didn't. And you know, we would have thought that taking communion would always bless us. But it might not. In 1 Corinthians 11, we read, for all who eat and drink without discerning the body, eat and drink judgment against themselves. You see, the ark was not being carried in the right way by the right people, so they didn't get blessed. And likewise, the rich young ruler who asked Jesus for advice did not like the advice that Jesus gave him. And the priest that carried the ark into the battle against the Philistines had not been living in God's way. There are times when we all tend to be obstreperous and self-willed, going our own way. And that's when things go wrong, when they should go right. Many people had been invited from all the areas around. David was making a thing of bringing the ark into the city of Jerusalem. It says in 1 Chronicles 13, David gathered all Israel to bring God's ark to Jerusalem. Now, David's life was filled with tragedies as well as triumphs. And he made no bones about the fact that he was cross with God for what had happened. It had marred his relationship with God and spoiled the people's blessing. But there was one family that benefited, and that was a Philistine family where the ark was left. Now, there can be two sides to a coin. Some changes to keep up with times are necessary. It is said that teenage Isaac Watts told his father the psalms they sang in church were lifeless. His father challenged him, "You write better ones." So he did. And we still sing his songs today. And we sing new songs like David said, "Sing a new song to the Lord." But some things must be done God's way through the power of the Holy Spirit and no other way. A parachurch group was seeking to recruit workers. A prospective candidate was left in the office for a few minutes or two on his own while the interviewer slipped out. There on that recruiter's desk, he saw a book. It was about the psychology of how to influence people. He turned the job down because he realized you do not have to use worldly methods to achieve God's goal. They were trying to do God's work man's way, and it doesn't work. Our blessing today is not dependent upon us making demands upon God that he must fulfill, but on us fulfilling his demands. The Lord bless you. Amen.